The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right, we are heading for trouble. Well, when we spot it, we're going to steer clear of it, and that's why we're having David Trainer as our wingman. David is the president and founder of New Constructs, a research firm that digs into securities from the bottom up. They start at the grassroots level down in the footnotes, and then they work their way up. And what they typically find taking that journey is that what you see from the top down, that picture can often be misleading. And when it is, that's when you might find yourself seeing something that's dangerous. They evaluate securities on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. And if you want to learn more about how it works, you're going to go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs, and they blog about their danger zone picks. So if you want more information about what you're hearing today, I'll go to the website. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Pandora.
Danger, danger.
Pandora, Pandora Media. It's an Alphabet stock, ticker symbol P. What's the problem here?
Yeah, well, you know, they're not making any money, Chuck, and they don't have much money left. So what, they burned $1.2 billion in free cash over the last couple of years, $335 in 2016 alone. Guess how much they have left on the books?
How much?
$237 million. So let's start with a time frame this time. You know, let's talk about when this one's going to blow up. I give them about 9 months. You know, at the current cash burn rate, that's all the cash they have left. So they're either going to have to do a dilutive capital raise, dilutive to existing investors, file for bankruptcy, or, well, drastically turn around the business. And as I'm sure you'll ask me, that turnaround is really quite drastic.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, if you aren't making money and you're running out of cash, you have a very limited runway here before you're going to be down. So even if they were to get some sort of cash infusion, as a general rule, if you got to do something along those lines, you may be taking action that's dilutive and that's going to hurt shareholders anyway, right?
Right. I mean, look, if you have to borrow money to keep paying the bills, that's just however much money you borrow, that's an immediate decrease in equity valuation or equity value, right? Because that's now a senior claim on the future cash flows of the business to you as an equity guy. If you issue more shares, all of a sudden, for existing investors, you own less because instead of 100 shares being outstanding, it's now 200. So your ownership stake goes to half. Those aren't the real numbers, of course, but yeah, that's exactly how dilutive events or additional capital raises hurt existing shareholders.
So how out of whack is this picture? Because you can't be the only one that has seen that they're running out of money here.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's start with corporate governance to talk about how out of whack it is. Look, these guys get paid on revenue and adjusted EBITDA, non-GAAP adjusted EBITDA. Those two are the worst, right? First of all, getting paid just on revenue, and you've heard me talk about this 100 or 1,000 times, right? You know, revenues can be going up and profits going down. Generating revenues is not necessarily a good thing, right? I mean, you know, we can all go generate revenues if we were to go out and buy cars at $40,000 and sell them at $10,000, right? People buy the heck out of that.
Yep.
You're losing money while you do it. So it just doesn't count. And when executives are incentivized to do those kinds of things because that's how they get paid, you're dealing with a bad situation that's not going to be difficult to rectify overnight, right? So to get to the feasibility of them turning around the business, I don't see it as very feasible when the executives aren't incentivized to do so. When it comes to competitive position, it's a crowded space. There's a lot of people out there selling music, and Pandora's just now getting around to offering a premium service where they charge. They've been entirely reliant on advertising. That hasn't worked well for Twitter or a lot of other companies, right? And the big companies that might acquire them already have their own music streaming. It's a tough business. It's a tough business, just like in the same way, you know, any content business, unless the content is proprietary, it's really difficult to distinguish yourself and build a business around distributing that content.
We know what's going to happen. We know what the timeline is in terms of when they're going to run out of money. How ugly is this going to get, and what's a fair value on the stock?
So the current stock price implies that they're going to go from negative 23% margins to positive 3, which is a little below the traditional radio broadcasters who have lower client acquisition costs. So it's, you know, I think a fair margin to assume. They do that, they still got to grow revenues by 17% compounded annually for 12 years, which would put them at revenue that is twice what SiriusXM is. Keep in mind that they're going to have to be pretty aggressively taking market share as well, because industry experts project that the industry is going to grow only by 13% through 2020. So these guys got to grow faster for a lot longer and get more profitable. If they don't do that, if they just, let's give them credit for the margin, but instead of 17% growth, they do 13% for a decade, it's worth $6.
Ooh.
So 50% haircut to still do something amazing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, so in all likelihood, people would consider themselves lucky if they did the analysis and only took a 50% haircut. It's why Pandora Media, ticker symbol P, is in the danger zone. David, thanks as always for joining us.
Enjoyed it, Chuck. Thank you very much.
Pandora Media in the danger zone. The danger zone, the provenance of David Trainer. He is the founder and president at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. If you want to learn more about how it works, if you want to find out more about their thoughts on Pandora Media, go to newconstructs.com and don't forget to follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. Up next, it's the Money Life Market Call with Brad Lammensdorf from the Ranger Equity Bear Fund. We'll do that when we come back in a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.